Some thoughts have momentum of their own. Remember that. Between your legs is a rigidness. A rigidness in potential. Even if it's soft, it could be hard. Your cock could be hard. Throbbing, upstanding, drooling every sign of its arousal. Your balls could be taut and tense against the base, reminding you of virility, of fucking, of thrusting, of coming, of impregnating and claiming, or just fucking for pleasure. Your cock is there, and in the same way it always contains the potential for hardness, it always contains the potential to remind you of instincts you might be unaware of, urges, desires. Nothing so base as the mere desire to copulate. Underlying the stud cock is the desire to bring pleasure. Pleasure without limit, without end, mindless and absolute. For you, and for anyone lucky enough to be introduced to the focus of your desire that is your stud cock. That hard thing throbbing for use. Telling you its function is to bring pleasure. To bring to the willing and eager partner a full awareness of what it is to have your whole body, though centered around your stud cock, focused on their pleasure, bringing pleasure, making someone else appreciate your shaft and balls and head and cum the same way you do. It starts with loving yourself, with adoring the rigidness between your own legs, the virility and confidence it can symbolize when you are conditioned correctly, awakened to the urge to stud, to fuck, to fill and come and do it all again, bringing someone else to adore and crave your cock the way you crave to use it. The most basic tenet of stud desire, that the more you want, the more you bring pleasure, the more those feelings will be associated with your shaft, in your own head, and in the mind of those you fuck, fill, bring pleasure. Confidence is sexy, but so is an awareness and a study of other people's pleasure, and of how your hot length can bring it to them. Maybe they want to be fucked hard in the throat, so their lips and tongue play around your shaft, you grip the back of their head, or perhaps a gentle, slow, almost torturously slow fucking would bring them the most pleasure. You'll get off as long as the other party gets lost in it anyway. You'll come hard when someone else is coming hard around your thick, wonderfully rigid shaft. Engorged and throbbing, your heartbeat carried through your length, the center of your being. Focus on your cock. It's all right to stroke it, it's all right to edge it, it's all right to put every bit of energy you have into making it as big and impressive as possible. When someone who might desire to explore it and to feel what your entire body, but especially that hot, hard, dripping length, can do. A sex toy can do a lot, but there's something intimate, something wonderfully connected about thrusting into someone, seeing their eyes roll back, their face transform into rapturous release as your cock stretches them out, fills them up. A stud, there to provide pleasure and, yes, thrusting and coming. And if someone wants or is able to be bred by you, impregnated, filled, fucked, marked with your cum deep inside, you'd be more than willing to oblige, more than willing to bring a kind of fierce, all-consuming stud pleasure to the both of you, over and over and over, till you're both shaking with it. Bring pleasure. Add pleasure to the world. The more your cock is admired, the happier you are. And the more it makes people feel good, the more often it'll get to come, hard and hot and dripping, deep into them. Using but being used, bringing pleasure and exploring it, learning all about it. Does that feel good? How's that? You want that, don't you? These and other questions fall to the stud to ask, to provide, to ponder upon and explore. But it all starts with exploration and admiration, with the most basic step. Reach down, take your cock in your hand, and get it hard for me, so that what follows will be spoken to your hard cock. You might come at the end, but that's up to you. And wouldn't it be better to thrust into someone, to have live cover for your hard dick, the tip of it squirting come into a willing, eager partner who will feel the heat difference between your cum and their body, and will climax in response, squeezing mechanistically around your dick, milking you dry, because they want it so badly, just like you want to provide. That hard length, the wonderful way that the skin moves around the shaft, bringing pleasure to you, sparks from the base. A stud loves the way their cock feels. You do, don't you? Hot, hard, dripping, drooling, and ready. That cock is there to bring pleasure to you and to others, and understanding it fully will help you to hold back, help you to get hard when it's needed, help you to bring admiration and desire, focus upon your member when it's really needed. That length can get so hard, and that hardness is backed up with heat, with your pre-cum, and eventually with the spurting, sticky sign of your pleasure. Others know when you feel pleasure. They know when you come. It's blatantly obvious. So you should be a student of that reaction in others. They're gonna know when you come, when you thrust grunting and hot and hard into them. You want to know, you want to study the orgasmic face of your partner, the way it contorts, the way the eyes roll, or the mouth hangs slack, the way abandon and desire play on one's features. Stroke your cock to that, stud. Jerk off thinking of making someone come over and over until you've studied the expression so much you can see it just by closing your eyes. A stud is a collector of the pleasure of others. A collector of their desired experiences, learning every button you can push, every fetish you can satisfy, anything you can use to make the encounter between your body, their body, your hard cock between the two of you, your hard, dripping cock filling someone. Anything you can do to make that experience so memorable that anyone who's felt your cock pauses, shivers, hugs themselves in pleasant recollection, and wants to feel you fucking them again. Learn to bring intense pleasure. It will be different for everyone. They will know when you come. They'll know when you feel good because the heat of your cum marking their body, or the way your cock grows just a little bit bigger when you're orgasming yourself dumb and blank and ready. Make them the same way. Turnabout is fair play. The stud's job is to even the playing field, to bring pleasure with shaft and balls and head and every other part of you, too. But you want to encourage fixation, fetishization, focus on your cock, and that's why I want you to pump it for me, work it for me, edge it from the very base. Be the stud you're going to learn to be. Give in to the persona more and more. The more willing and eager someone is, the harder you get. You're the biggest fetish for learning someone's fetishes and making them come with them, making them so satisfied that it sticks in their fantasy and they're thinking of your cock, the brain and body attached to it, the stud mind, which is focused and has a narrow attention for detail, for wonderful, orgasmic pleasure, sensitive pleasure that you bring to others. It's only fair given how good your cock feels when you edged the idea of making someone come and come and come and beg for more of your body, of your brain, of your shaft, of you filling, fucking, being lavished attention and worshipped by their body, their mind, and their orgasming brains.